Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Possible for you to be in a relationship with somebody strictly because of a sexual nature and stay with them for years and years? They say that it's true. They say that it's possible. They say that it's real. We're going to find out. We're going to find out, right? That's what the show was all about tonight. Find out tonight. Yeah, that's what the show is all about tonight. Would you stay with somebody for years on end if you only fucked them, but you really only consider them a friend? Yo, find out tonight. Yo, yeah, we going to make sure it's all right. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily. Go get amazing show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the. And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. To daily go get a miss and show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feel like real men and real women should, because that's how we get it down on these weeknights, 7 p.m. Listen, I know I'm a little late. I know I was late today. But we're going to make up the time and everything is going to be strizzy. Carrie Wright is all up in the house. How you feeling, ma? And Medita Coleman is coming through. It's always a pleasure to see you, my big sister's love ever. What's up, baby? And Chamberlain Favorita. And Emily Dunlap in the house. Said it, Emily. Yeah, Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on? So tonight,
tonight on this Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we asking a question. Or as we're making a statement, the sex was good, or the sex is good, but it ain't that good. I mean, people be acting like sex with some people is enough for you to for you to leave your family alone, sacrifice your well-being, your job, your health, your emotional health. Like, I don't care about those other girls. Just be good to me. You're like, yo. Now, when you tell somebody that you are with somebody strictly because the pussy is good or the dick is good, they look at you a little sideways like, why we look at them sideways like, all that feasible of an excuse to be with somebody. Sure, sure. It's always great if you have a connection with somebody that spills over into the physical, that it actually makes it feel more spiritual. But when you really think about it, like, so somebody having sex with somebody is so good that you let them call you out of your name on a regular basis, treat you and talk to you any kind of way on a regular basis, cheat you out of money, take money away from you, have you spend money on them. Well, that the tricking game is real, and many, many, many people out there engage in it. It used to be just a man's game. A man would be out there tricking, giving away all his money, spending all his money on a chick. And it's a funny thing, man, because I've never actually heard a sugar daddy talk about how good sex was. I've known plenty of sugar daddies, and I've known plenty of men who tricked. Now, tricks, I have heard, you know, talk about how good sex was with somebody. But a sugar daddy, I've never heard it exactly go down that way. Sugar daddies normally justify their sponsorship. Because they say, oh, no, she a good girl. She just need a little help. She need a little help, so I help her. Ain't no big deal. They don't be talking about something, though, man. She be blowing my top, son. I'm trying to tell you, I was married for 34 years, and she did things that my wife never even dreamed of. Matter of fact, if my wife even dreamed of that kind of shit, she took her ass back to sleep real quick. She sure ain't live it out in her real life. This joint over here, she's worthy of a couple of dollars right there. I said, this joint over here, I give her shots in the fifth and a beer. I said, this joint over here, yo, she make me come so many times, I be shedding the tear. I said, joint over here. Oh my gosh, she make me buy her a plane. Yeah, Lear G4 and make sure that she score another point. And I go cop the joint, cop the weed, cop the brick, do whatever she wants. Yo, the joint make me sick, but I can get away from that body. Yeah, she's such a fly hottie, and she makes me feel so good when I lay down. Don't want to put my clothes around ever on my back again. That's my word, friend. What you talk about from the beginning to the end? I've never heard a sugar daddy talk about how good the sex was. Maybe y'all have, but I haven't. But I have heard plenty of tricks and plenty of regular people claim that they were in a relationship with somebody for years and years and years. And they'll say, yeah, the sex was all of that, but nothing else in a relationship was any of that. Like, yeah, he would never get a job, but he pipe layer all day. He'd have a plumber license. But he was piped. What's going on, Evan Cook? It's always a good look. You come through, and I'm not shook. Good to see me some you, ma. Thanks for coming through. And the beauty I cannot see, Cherry. A Cinderella, Dana Dane. The one Dana Dane was fame. What's going on, Dana Dane? What's going on? The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. So I want to know from y'all. Have you ever been with somebody and it was, and when you may have been with them for years, but when you really look back on it, you have to reduce it all to just a physical relationship. Like you actually would say to this day that you were really only with them because the sex was good. Well, I'm thinking like it might have been good, but was it that good? I mean, that good? Come on. What are you talking about? I mean, sex is important part of a relationship. People try to discount it all the time. And I don't think they should discount it. I mean, come on. I mean, at the end of the day, it don't move mountains. It don't move mountains. Some people say it move mountains. It move mountains in my world. I don't know what you're talking about. Shit. I was Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro, Rocky Mountains, Appalachian, whatever, you know, big mountains. And she moved them. You have to kind of ask yourself, what does it say about your character? If you actually stay with somebody just because of the physical part of the relationship, could it actually be that good? I mean, y'all ain't got to lie. If you've ever been in a situation, you really know that, you know what I mean? The dick or the twat was really that good. Let me know. Because you can't go back. You can't go back and fix it. You can't be with somebody because the sex was good. Yo, y'all say I'm blurry, I'm buffering. Like, I don't have no control over that. I told y'all before, the way we transmit is out of my hands. It's out of my hands. That's all I can do. The sex was all that. Mm-hmm. Because when you say that, I've known some people who said that the sex was all of that. It wasn't even talking about sex. It was talking about oral sex. It was talking about, yo, can't nobody do it like Shorty. Like, she got the super head thing. She be playing the shit. She be fluting me, son. She be fluting me. She be milking me like udders. Like cow udder, son. She be milking the jaw like cow udder, son. And believe me, the milk be coming out. She be milking me. She be milking me back to back, time after time on Cindy Lauper shit. You understand? When I come, I will milk you. Wait a minute. When I come, I'll come through. I will milk you. I'll be waiting time after time. No matter how long it takes, I'll get that cream time after time. So, I mean, if somebody, maybe some of us look at oral sex as being sex. I know it's a sexual act, but it's not sex. But when you think about it, though, kind of like when you think about it, are you more surprised at that, or which one would you excuse more? If you caught somebody in the act of fucking, or if you caught somebody blowing somebody, if you catch somebody performing oral sex, I ain't gonna front. I would rather catch you fucking. Because at least if I catch you fucking, both of y'all have some explaining to do. She's just going down on you. It's like, dude, you were the receiver. Like, I mean, I understand your point of view, but sheesh. I said, sheesh. What's good? What's good, baby? All right. Is my, y'all talking about some fix my camera? There's nothing wrong with my camera. I mean, literally nothing wrong. Is it better now? Emily says, oh, you will never ever talk to me any kind of way. So you've never been with somebody where the sex was that good that you felt like, you know, they could like disrespect you a little bit. She also says, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I've been with someone not good in bed, but didn't tell them. Let the next person tell them. I'm not going to make a grown man cry. No, that ain't even what we talking about tonight. We're talking about when they are good in bed. Just not that good in bed. Like you all that, but you ain't, I'll quit my job and give you all my money, or I'll lose my job over you that good. Ain't nobody that good. Like, yo, your shit is all that. But not all that to the point where I'll give you all and have none. Not that good. Now, I ain't talking about when, you know, I'm not talking about mediocre sex. I'm talking about actually mind-blowing sex, but not life-changing, change religion, you know, like, you know, convert from Jehovah's Witness over to regular Christianity type shit. No, not that good. Wait a minute now. Make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show. I'm your host, Sun752, and we are talking about the sex is good. But damn, it ain't that good. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Like, what you... Yo. What I do for love, what I will not do. Sometimes it actually comes down to that. But I have, listen, man, I don't know about y'all, but I know some people that even if they didn't admit that the sex was good, you could tell that it was something to it because they kept going back to the person. How many of y'all know somebody that got locked up multiple times chasing behind some ass? Like, yo, he was having sex with a demon. His girl was a straight demon. She was demonic as fuck. But he couldn't keep them away from each other. She kick him out. He come back. They get in a fight. He come back. She called the cops on him because he put his hands on her, or she put his hands on him and blamed, and then, you know, told the cops a different story. He still came back. I've seen it happen. His wife find out that he fucking around with the John. He's still fucking around with the joint. He prayed. He told God right in front of everybody, I ain't fucking with her no more. Right there. No, nobody but who he told and God. He let them both down. I know I'm not the only one who knows somebody like that. Somebody who was messing around with a chick that was real reckless and real ruthless. Told his wife, yo, he been fucking me for years. Matter of fact, we got kids, and she might have been straight lying. And he still went back to her. I've known men who confided in me and told me that every time he's threatened to stop fucking with the joint, or anytime he stopped fucking with the joint, she make his life so hectic that he got to go ahead and fuck her and order to calm her ass down, which really only starts the process back at one. So he was damned if he fucked, damned if he didn't fuck. But because he did like to fuck. But he said she act crazier if I try to leave her alone, so I had to keep messing with her. And I'm listening to him talk that shit. And I'm like, but when you bear witness to the shit, you be like, dude, what you going to ultimately do? Because it look like she either going to kill you off or you going to have to her. This is bad, bad. Like, the toxicity of it was crazy. But one thing both of them had in common, they claimed that each other's all that in bed. Fuck. That's the only time he was getting fuck. It's only me. Alright. Well, I go a little farther. Go a little farther if I have to. I'm going to talk to y'all all night, and we're going to get it right. Okay. Wait a minute. And then David says, if head is not sex, why do they call it oral sex? Like I said, it's a sexual act, but I don't know if it's sex. It ain't sex. Like, sex, you got to get your hips into it. There has to be penetration. Now, you can say, yeah, but he penetrated her mouth. Or he penetrated his mouth. Oops. Well, then that means every time we eat food, we penetrate our own mouths. Some of y'all might ask, well, if oral sex ain't sex, is anal sex sex? And undoubtedly it is. It's just extremely nasty and dangerous sex. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on. But pay no bills. Put food on everything. Just saying. I hear what you're saying, Carol, but guess what? A lot of times, bills have been paid and food has been put on the table because of good sex. So, yeah, the good sex itself didn't pay the bills or put food on the table or roof over it. But because the sex was good, somebody decided to put a roof overhead, clothes on your back, money in your pocket, and food on your table. The same way people say that love don't pay the bills. Well, if you love somebody, you'll pay their bills. You'll at least help out. You'll look out for the cookout. If you don't love them, you ain't going to do none of that shit. Well, some people do it and they don't love people. You know, run around here either extremely altruistic or they playing big shot. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We all know somebody that run around playing big shot now, don't we? Come on now. Let's not fake the fuck, shall we not? Shan't we? You know what I mean? You know, hookers get their bills paid. Prostitutes get their bills paid. And it's definitely because of sex. It ain't love. No. Okay. Beauty, I cannot see Cherry. Says sometimes someone can show you something new and blow your mind. Yeah, I mean, you can get into the groove of having somebody that you think is good and bad until you get with somebody who's really good and bad. And then you think back to that person you thought was all that. You're like, damn. Then you might be like, you know what? Thinking back on it, it wasn't really good all the time, but this shit here is good every single time. Okay, but since it's good and it's good every single time, would you sacrifice everything you had? Would you start liquidating, you know, your good feelings, your emotional health, your money, your belongings, your sense of self? Because some people do it willingly, whether it's over sex or not. But would people do it over sex? I've known people who said that they was with somebody for 5 years or more. Talking about, yeah, but the sex was all of that. Yeah, I was young and I was, you know, I was in that kind of thing back then. That could never happen now. I'm like, I don't understand how it could happen then. If somebody is a dickhead, you laid up with a dickhead. I don't even see how. I'm gonna just keep it a buck. If a man is involved with a woman who really ain't shit and who ain't feeling like that, I don't understand how his dick get hard night after night. Honestly, my feelings are, if you mistreat me, your pussy is trash. It's straight trash. Decision, final one. Same way as a woman, you know how someone has been in a relationship for years and they claim like, oh, my shit didn't used to get wet. You come around like, you be having a shit pouring, but it didn't used to be like that. Could be a whole lot of reasons. Maybe you're dealing with somebody that you really don't have strong feelings for anymore than you used to, or it could be a situation where they're a cheater and you really, every time you have sex with them, you can't get it out of your mind that they having sex with somebody else and you afraid or concerned that they're going to bring you diseases and things like that. And your pussy be like, before you used to be like, now that should be like, be mad friction in them strokes. Shit is like sandpaper dry, son. Sandpaper dry. You are planing down the dick. Yeah, you know, you plane a plane wood, you shave it down. That's what a dry pussy you do to a man's dick. But she's not turned on. You know, I like some women say, I'm always real wet. Well, let's just say everybody ain't like that. And even with them, there's a certain degree to it. You know what I'm saying? And then David says, so like Usher said, she's a good kisser. Emily says, wait a minute. Emily says, you waiting for somebody to come and blow your mind? Well, that's a shame that that's never happened. On the real, like, okay. TK Wright says, I'd rather catch some fucking, that's what I'm saying, like it, that catching somebody giving head, it just, I don't know. It's like, Robbie Robin Ming, my big sis, Robbie Robin Ming. How you doing, ma? Good to see you. Need some you. Emily says, oh, I have had one that was good, but we're not together, but he keep messaging. I can't be again. It can't be again. So which one is it? I mean, which one is it? Hold on now. Wait a minute. I mean, first you said you. All right. Carol Shaver said you warning Robin, you know, so she didn't know what she getting into. She grown. She be all right. She be all right. She can handle the whole week. I know it. I know it. Carol Chambers says he kept messing with her because he wanted to. And that's what I've always thought, Carol. I've always felt like when men tell other men or whatever, like, yo, man, you know what I mean? I can't stand it. She get on my fucking nerves. She ain't worth shit, blah, blah, blah. She ain't even a good mother, blah, blah. But I ain't going to lie, man. Pussy's all that. That's why we got three kids together, because I couldn't stay out of it. And I be thinking to myself, like, so let me get this straight. I'm supposed to believe that the only reason that you was fucking with this chick on and off, time after time after time, is because the pussy was all that. Well, I guess I would have to increase my level of understanding, because it's not computing with me. I'm thinking to myself, like, no, I don't think that you're being truthful. That's just me. You know, like, the pussy might have been good, but the woman behind the pussy had to be better. Because once you have that mental connection, that spiritual connection, it can make your dick grow a whole inch and a half longer than it is. And for a woman, it make it go from one kind of wetness to maybe triple. Like, yo, it's spilling out. You know? Make her have to change drawers, and they ain't even in the situation. So yeah, I always felt like the woman behind the sex that was really the thing that was keeping them in. But let them tell. No, I'm trying to tell you, it was all that. I'm like, I wouldn't know. But what if you do know? What if you've been with? What if you've been with the person that they talking about? Maybe they don't know that you've been with them. You like, if you think her shit is all lit, then you ain't never had no good shit. Cause her shit's straight trash. Did I say it's middle of the road? That shit is medium. She got medium twat. Yeah, she look good. I give it to you, man. You know what I mean? That packaging is all of that. What's inside? They say it's the inside that counts. Not with her. It's the outside that counts. Yeah, it'll be hard for you to believe that it's not that good, but wait, you'll see. But yeah, so the sex is good, but it's not that good. It's not good enough for me to, you know, do the whole George Jetson thing. You know, remember in the beginning of the Jetsons, you know, he take the money out of his wallet to give to his wife, to give to Jane, and Jane straight take the wallet and leave him with the money he's gonna give her. You know what I'm saying? My boy, boy. Plenty of good dick, but I'll be damned if I let it control me. Beauty, I could not see cherry. Says juicy fruit. What have you crazy out here? I don't know, man. You got to be able to put good ass in perspective. For real. Like, I mean, because the shit can be like drugs. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can sniff a little coke. But once you make that shit something that you need every day, you spending hundreds a day, maintain a habit where you wasn't even spending hundreds a week before. That shit took over your life like that. That's how we doing it, homie. That's how we doing it. Robbie Mink says, I've had some good freaky sex and some not so good sex. Yeah, well, that's pretty much everybody, right? Y'all talking about the show is buffering. I don't see none of that shit. Shit look clear as a bell to me. And I think that when it comes back on the playback, I think the shit is like totally clear. I don't never see no technical problems on the playback. Robbie Mink says, I like a man to make love to my mind first, then my body. Sounds very pimpish. Carol Chamber says, I have to admit, I was seeing someone many years ago. I didn't want a relationship, just sex and trust. It was all that. I almost fell in love. It happens. But think about what you just wrote. I almost fell in love. Can dick or pussy make you fall in love? Evidently, it affects some people differently. Because I've heard people say, like, yeah. I'm telling you, when is most, you know, I can only be with a man who is my man. If it's gonna be having sex because I'm catching feelings, the concept of what you said makes sense. But on the other hand, like, so the way to your heart really is through your pants, behind your panties, behind the groove. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How you feeling? Oh, by the way, I'm lunching. I meant to give y'all the phone number. Y'all can call into the show if you are so inclined. You know what I'm saying? If you want to call into the show, call in live, and the number that calls area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. I said 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said
1-952-7619. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-279-2719, baby. Daily Go Get a Mr. Show all up in your area. We're talking about the sex is good. Not that good. God damn. Like, you ever know somebody that really has sex confidence, overconfidence in their sexual ability? I tell you, my shit is all that. Nah, my shit'll make you fall in love. My shit'll make you quit your job. My shit'll make you give me all your money. My shit'll make you drop your husband. My shit'll make you put your kids on foster care. My like, come on now. Now you're telling the truth on one front. The sex is good. But come on. Come on. Like, you taking it a little bit too far. Little bit too far. Anso says, don't get A's for effort in sex. Evidently, some people have been getting A's for effort. But effort starts with E. And then Dave says, I'm going to have, okay, wait. Y'all still talking about buffering. Robbie Ming says, if the sex isn't good and you don't know how to please me, he got to get off me. The beauty I see. Cherry says, I had a lot of bad lovers for years. Then I had real love. I realized I was cheated out of good sex. I'm still chasing that crack. I can't seem to get all the things I want in one person. A lot of women kind of complain about that, though. Medium twat. Yeah, there's a lot of medium twat out there. You know what I mean? Being disguised as... There's a lot of gas out here. You know what I mean? The gas station is real out here. There's motherfuckers out there with the pump in their hand. Or like the gas is just too much gas. Robbie Mink says, I had a guy I was dealing with. He started stalking me, so I had to leave West Philly and move to Germantown to get away from him. And you saying that was all over some ass? Or did he just really, really like you? I don't know, man. Can't you kind of tell a person is crazy, like, real soon? How long can a person hide their craziness? Because it seemed to me like the shit be coming out kind of fast. No? Is it only me? It seems like when people go crazy, they go crazy kind of quick. The sex is good, but it's not that good. Like, could it be good enough to the point where you'll let somebody disrespect your parents? I've seen it. People let their lover be straight disrespectful to their parents. And then to farther keep from taking sides, they'll be like, both y'all gotta learn how to get along better. Y'all gotta work it out. What you mean y'all gotta work it out? One person is wrong normally in a situation like that. But could sex be so good with somebody that you would let somebody diss your mom or your dad? Or your kids. Could sex be so good that some people will basically let me kill? Remember that case? There was a woman down in South Carolina, and she had sons, and she was messing around with this guy. And the guy didn't want to be with her because she had kids. And so she drowned her kids in a car. She drove the car into like river or something like that. And she tried to blame it on a black man
say that a black man carjacked her, and he must not have known the kids were in the back seat. And so he must have dumped their bodies off. Come to find out, there was no third party. It was just her. And she admitted that her boyfriend was saying that he was going to leave her because he didn't like her kids or some shit like that. So she was getting rid of the kids. I was like, ain't that good. That's crazy. Dick being so good that it'll make you leave your family. Well, we know people who have done it, though. But damn, somebody that would make you, like, dick being so good that'll make you kill your kids? Do you even want to be with some dick that do? And I see Sherry said, in the same conversation, I can tell if they're crazy. Cal Shamer says, Omar, no, they can't hide it. You have to want to see it. Okay. Davis number one says, when someone knows that their sex is good, they use it as a weapon. Not everybody. Selfish people, arrogant people, egotistical people, and manipulative people are the ones that will use sex as a weapon. Like, I know you like this, and you ain't getting no more. You ain't getting no more. You ain't getting no more till you become a whore. You ain't getting no more of this twat or this dick. I ain't going to do that shit. Oh, you sick? Well, I give you something to have you get well, but you ain't getting no more. Go to hell, and I'm keeping it to myself, and you can't get it unless you deplete your wealth. And so, no, not everybody who is good sexually uses their sex as a weapon. Some people are good at it and don't even really know how good they are. Some people are good, but they don't even know how good they are. Susan Smith. That's right. I just saw that shit a couple of weeks ago on the Audi channel. Susan Smith, that no good murdering bastard, drove her kids into the river. Drove it right up to the dock and then, you know, did something to the gas pedal so the car would go off the dock and into the damn water, and the kids was trapped inside. Can you imagine a mother of children knowing that her baby is drowning, like, my man, gotta do what gotta do. Disgraceful, ho. Disgraceful. Do you remember that? Word up. Yeah, you're talking about some black man carjacked her. Like they can't see in the back seat. Come on, man. Get that bullshit out of here. Cal Shamer says, but he had no money. Oh, but he had money. So that may have played the part too. Yeah, you're right. No, but still. But that's what I'm talking about. Could it possibly be worth it, y'all? Could it possibly worth it to the point where you sacrifice your well-being, you sacrifice your emotional health, sacrifice your relationship with your friends, family, associates, club members, job, whatever? I mean, can sex be that good? It's worth giving up everything. I mean, it's a nut. Whether you're a male or a female, it's a nut. No matter what, no matter how good it is, you ain't going to be coming an hour later. You know, what you do? Aftershocks and shit. And who have multiple orgasms. Is one particular orgasm out of the multiple the big one? Like, how do the rest of them compare? Are they equally yoked? Are your orgasms equally yoked? What are you doing? Yeah.
Come on. Come on, weirdo.
Yeah, are your orgasms equally yoked? Or it's like normally the third one is the best. The first and second one, they aight. Beauty, I cannot see. Cherry says, I don't think it's what he said. I think it's what it's what you make the person feel like. Because I'm no damn acrobat, but I've seen smiles. I make my man feel like a king. Well, yeah, I mean, maybe what you're describing is the total package. So let's say you got, you know, maybe you don't had a golden twat, and I'm not talking about you personally. Maybe you don't had a golden twat, but you had a silver twat, but you have a golden personality, or maybe even a platinum personality. Worth a lot of money. The type that will inspire a man, hold him down, make him feel like a king. Make him feel like a king. Just like you said. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see some of you. Thanks for coming on through. I'm blessed to just see you tonight. It's true. Word up. And then David says, orgasms are like earthquakes. They're at like earthquakes. They're aftershocks. Okay. See, I guess I don't understand this multiple orgasm thing. It's not easy for a man to have that. So let me put it like this. Like the first one, the one that kicks in the door, is that like the big one? Or like the first one would be alright, but that second one outmatches the first one. Dita says, Well, I know what can I say? And then David says, no, they're practically the same for me. I wonder if everybody else is like that. Is everybody else like that? Sex is good, but it's not that good. Like, calm down. Slow down. Slow down. Now, you know what might be mind-blowing or life-changing or even life-giving to one person might be like, that shit is all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you've been eating bologna all your life, the first time you taste ham, you're going to be like, I thought bologna was this shit. Now I'm screaming phony bologna. Phony bologna. No more bologna, man. Bologna been lying to me all these years. Dana talking about something. Annette, it's a Scorpio thing. What's a Scorpio thing? Do all Scorpios have back-to-back orgasms? I know for a fact that they don't. Some of them claim that they never had no orgasms. And then when they got with the one that finally made them have one, they stuck like glue. You know, Scorpios easily fall in love anyway. And that's a fact. You know, that's a fact. Buffering, oh no. Buffering for the suffering. Hang in there with me, y'all. We ain't got that much longer. Hang on in there. It's going to be all right. The Daily Go Get Him is a show. The sex is good, but it ain't that good. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Hit the like button. Hit the like button. Share the show. Subscribe to the show channel. So yeah, sex being all that. I don't know. I guess I just take issue with people who feel like it's okay to put everything that was good in your life, everything that was good in your life, to the side over somebody with a sexual over somebody's sexual prowess. It's almost like smoking cigarettes. You know how hard it is to get somebody to stop smoking cigarettes. And many people who smoke cigarettes will claim, or at least try to tell you, that it actually makes them feel better. I know I'm not the only person who knows somebody who smokes cigarettes. And, you know, they be like, well, I've been smoking since I was a young kid. And I know for a fact that it helps me because I be stressed out. Now, there is no medicinal report that says cigarette smoking is okay. You won't be able to find nobody to say that. If anything, they'll just say, well, you got to die or something. So, Carol Chamberlain says, why do you look so tired? What you been doing? What you been doing? No colon ream either. I don't look tired. I look energetic. All right, I'm admit it. I ain't had no coke today, and I really need to get high. I had coke yesterday, but none today. Yeah, we gotta end the show. I gotta make a phone call. But yeah, bug eyed now. Like, who's tired? I'm not tired. I feel great. Real great, you know? And then David says, I used to smoke. It's the nicotine that hooks you. That's the drug. Yeah. But like I said, some people claim that it makes them feel better. Physically. I knew a woman, she used to say it all the time. Like, you know, I love to smoke. I never heard anybody say that before her. I was like, dang, dead serious. She was like, yeah, I love to smoke. I said, damn, love? Love. Her words. I love to smoke. When does the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown come on? Why do I feel like I'm somewhere missing the Great Pumpkin? Hold on. Get to the bottom of this. Wait, no, I've been under that. Wait a minute. When does the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown come on?
Here's a summary from Good Housekeeping. In 2019, it's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown on October 22nd and October 29th, the first 30-minute version.
That's in 2019. When does it come on now? Okay, wait. First time it came out was 1966. It doesn't say when it comes on, so I must not be missing it tonight. You know what I mean? It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. It's the sex so good that made me lose my wife and leave my wife, Charlie Brown. Okay, what about that? Could sex with somebody be so, could it be good enough for you to leave your wife, leave your husband, leave your spouse. I mean, not for love. Like, you're not going to leave them for love, but you will leave them for sex? Sakes. You're going to leave them for some sakes. Well, you know people have done it. Yo, I'm leaving you now, and I know that you miss me. You're probably saying, damn, man, why you diss me, bud? Charlie Curry says, you're normal, energetic. Yes, I am. What y'all talking about? And that day, I was like, you need a 7:30 exam. Oh, you hush. You. Actually, I still have the great pumpkin take this year, but I just like to see it get fresh. I tape it every year, so whenever it comes, you know, I got it on my in my DVR queue from last year. I replaced that one with the 2018 one. Robin Ming says Charlie Brown Christmas is the show, especially when they dance. That Charles Schulz. Long live Charles Schulz. Carol Chamberlain says, someone once told me the sex at home wasn't good anymore. But would good sex be enough for you to throw a life away, throw a love away, throw a family away? I mean, how would you justify that? Like, I know that I left my kids without a dad and my wife without a husband. But that's what she get, man, because I mean, the ass was good enough for me to make four kids with, but not to stay, you know, with that garbage every, you know, night in and night out. And then she had the nerve to be holding out on the ass. I'm like, the nerve of you holding out on some ass. You need to give that ass up quick, fast, and in a hurry. Charlene Curry, give up the ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Charlene Curry. Give up the ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Charlene Curry. Give up the ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Charlene Curry. Charlene. Get that ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Charlene Curry. Damn, Carol Chamberlain says, I've seen people do it. I know people have done it. Like, man, fuck that. Fuck that. I mean, the sex better, but it's more than just the sex. You know what I mean? My wife be getting on my nerves. She be tripping. You know what I mean? Nothing I do is good enough and shit. She don't cook. She don't clean. She don't cook. She don't clean. Her legs don't fly open. And everybody I know who has left a situation like that for a sexual situation wound up right back in that situation again. Karma's a muffa. It's a muffa. I need to be 302. Oh, you just know all of it. You know all of it. Oh, man. Cal said, I don't know. That's what they told me. Mm-hmm. Beauty cannot see Cherry says, I never reached that sunshine dick that would make me go crazy like that. Call my significant other and say I'm never coming home. What, like, what that have in, what was that in Harlem Nights? I'm never coming back. Well, how you say it? Coming home ever again, some shit like that. What is Charlie talks, you better shut up. Come on, Charlene. 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 Get that ass up quick, fast in a hurry. I said, Charlene Curry. Get that ass quick, fast in a hurry. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. Give up the ass quick, fast in a hurry. Charlene Curry. What's up, Charlene? What you talk about? Charlene got put out, put out. Put out, put out, put out, put out, put out the good out, put out the good out, Charlene, put out, good out, Charlene, I what you gonna say? I was fucking with Carol last night, now I'm fucking with Charlene, Come on, man, all y'all women know that was a time in y'all life. It might have been brief, but there's a time in almost every woman's life where they get up that ass quick, fast, in a hurry. Not like Charlene Curry. Give up that ass quick, fast, in a hurry. I said, Charlene Curry. What y'all talking about? You know. You know. And they're talking about some, the Scorpio in me is loving this show. I said, why are you wrong for that? Leave Charlene alone. Charlene can handle herself. She's the only one who knows what she's done. She know I'm just Charlene. Charlene, she the Virgo. Rock the house. See all the Virgo rock shock and turn it out. You know Virgos get wild at some point in their life. No way they're going to be straight and narrow the whole time. Why you think they always pointing out flaws in things? Like, that hole where you just took that picture down. Did you notice that? The hole. You just took the picture down. It's a hole. There's a hole in the wall. And then David says, I've been dickmatized before. Robbie Mink says, you mess with all of us. Well, thank you. At least you see that I'm fair. Across the board. Across the board. Everybody and anybody can get it. Dickmatized, you say, huh? Okay. In my purse, there's a whole check. 2 weeks, take it. Take whatever you want. Take it. What people normally draw the line at is their children. Where women normally draw their line at are their children. And I know, and we know people, we know women who have put their children second behind some man that was dick and crazy. He was fucking the whole family. He was the mom, but he was fucking the whole family because he was fucking everybody. But my mom would leave him alone, he put him out and promised the kids, I'm never messing with him again, and I swear, I'm never messing with him again, and I swear, I'm never messing with him again, and I swear, I kicked him out of here. I said, I'm never messing with him again. Y'all know somebody like I know somebody.
Carol Chamberlain says, that's not a woman, that's a trollop. Well, I know you know a trollop. Don't lie to me. Don't you try it. Don't you try it. You know a trollop. I know a trollop. I know a trollop that brought home shrimps and scallops. Trollops. Crabs, shrimp, scallops. Trollop. Crab, shrimps, and scallops. Trollop. Crab, shrimp, and scallops. Trollop. Crab, shrimp, and scallops. Like, that shit is supposed to cure everything. All right, yeah, he moving back in with us. But, you know, tonight we having a seafood fest. We having a seafood, we have a clam bake tonight. Well, why he got to come? Well, he live here. Well, he going to be staying with us for a little while longer. Fucking lying to your kids. His dick so good, it make you lie to your kids. Well, you know, that can go down a few different roads. Because you might lie to your kids, like, I'm going to the store. When you really going to go get some dick, but you promise your kids that you wasn't going to mess with them no more. Meanwhile, Twat is like, fuck you talking about? Shit, maybe you're not messing with them no more, but we sure as hell are. And we'll go to his house without you. Try me. We'll go to his house without you. Like, oh, I don't want y'all to get, you know, without me because it might not be safe. So I'm going to just walk all over there. Matter of fact, get in the car. I'll drive. Oh, okay. You're going to let you sit down. Promise him, no. He's never going to come over here again. Y'all don't have to worry about him. He's never going to put his hands on me again. Yeah. Yeah. Charlie Curry talking about something. When I come over your house, let's see how much mouth you have. Bad, you are a leader. I forgot. My bad, Charlene. That's right, you are a leader. Now it all makes sense. Bye-bye. Talking about some well, look, woke up. Hey, y'all was playing? Someone like that, stigmatized and neglecting their children for a bum-ass guy. We all know somebody like that. And the problem is we know more than one person like that. You know. Dick will have you lying to yourself. Hey, yo, Dana, what Dick be saying? I mean, when you lie to yourself, what does the Dick have you saying, you know, to yourself? It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Put on your pants, and everything is going to be all right. Oh, y'all done it. Some of y'all snuck out of the house. Some of y'all snuck them in the house. Same thing. Or how some people say it. Same difference. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs, man. Y'all are pathetic! 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 All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people are born on this glorious October 15th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-T. I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Number one out the box, Keita Kedra, turning 31 years old today. Happy birthday to Keita. And also Bruce Sobers. Happy birthday to you and Keith Hoax. turning 64 years old. Happy birthday to you, Keith. And Santa turning 31 years old today. And Clementina Triumphant, happy birthday to you. And Real Me Wooten turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 bow. She got a 44. What's up now? And my man, Akil Moody, happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, my man, Simone Mitchell, happy birthday to you, Simone. That's a brother, by the way. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares his birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 15th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, check it out, feel me, drop the ball, baby. Yo, sex is good. I mean, it can be great. This shit can be mind-blowing. Decisions causes head-on collisions. Must decide how to go. Is she mine? I want to know. But still, don't move mountains. You know what I mean? You was born without it. You could live without it. It's like, don't go crazy about it. But, I mean, you know, I can tell you how to feel. I can give you a little bit of guidance, but I can't tell you how to feel. And I can't understand, you know, how you feel on the inside when you know, you either get penetrated or do the penetrating. But I can't say this. I'm a fucking good feel. It ain't worth losing yourself. It's not worth sacrificing your self-respect. It's not worth losing the good relationship that you have with others, especially your family and friends and people who love you and care about you. It ain't worth giving up all of your money and losing your financial position that you're probably going to need later on. It ain't worth it. Not for some dick, not for some pussy, but, you know, I can see if somebody is offering you a better life where they are giving you ways to be able to maintain your life, to sustain your life, to improve your existence. That's the way I can see it. Other than that, brothers, I'm going to warn you. My brother Ansel Jones is still here. The most dangerous thing that you can ever hear from a woman is right in the middle of the sex act. She says, why are you fucking me like that? You need to pull out immediately, get dressed, and leave. Even if it's your house, get the fuck out. Because you can best believe what she is actually asking you is, you are changing my life in real time. And you want to pay for it dearly, maybe even with your life. So, yeah, when she'd be like, yo, why are you fucking me like that? I'm like, I thought I was. Pew! Be out. We be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Yo, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death, resuscitate you, and love you back to life. You know? What's going on, Mona Garris? Mo, what up, Mo? How you feeling? Mona all up in the house. Good to see you. Better late than never. Great to see you. No doubt. So like I said, we'll be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock p.m. You know what I'm saying? Same bat time, same bat channel. And yo, man, you know what I mean? Don't forget to like the show. Don't forget to share the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. So, let me get Blog Talk on the body here. I'm going to holler back at it.